Taking you back to our developing story on Jenin, that's in the occupied West Bank, where at least two Palestinians have been killed after Israeli forces raided a refugee camp there. Let's bring in Nida Ibrahim. She's following developments from near to Ramallah, not in Jenin itself. Nida, just tell us about these ongoing raids by the Israeli army and the Palestinians who have been killed.
The results of these raids are usually deadly when it comes to Palestinians. We're here in a funeral procession for one Palestinian who was killed on Friday by Israeli forces' fire. He's the fourth Palestinian to be killed by Israeli forces' fire in less than 24 hours. This morning, we woke up to the news of the Israeli raid at the Jenin refugee camp. Two Palestinians were announced killed by Israeli forces fired in Jenin itself. We know that Jenin has been the epicenter of tension. We're talking about more than 114 Palestinians who were killed by Israel since the beginning of the year in the West Bank alone. And a third of those have been killed in Jenin. We're also seeing aerial enforcement when it comes to the Israeli raids in Jenin itself. This is something we haven't seen since the Second Palestinian Intifada years and years ago. There is a lot of tension. It's the deadliest year here in the occupied West Bank for more than 7 years. And as you can see, tension is still rising.
So, Nida, what sort of resistance do the Palestinians put up when these raids take place?
For example, the boy, 17-year-old Mehdi Ladadwe, whose funeral procession we're in right now, has jumped to the defense of his village here when the Israeli settlers came to attack people. After that, the Israeli forces came back, and of course, as usually is the case, they were defending the Israeli settlers, leading to confrontations between youth and the Israeli forces. The youth here are only armed with one thing, which is rocks. They throw them at heavily armed soldiers who are in location. Now, in the case of Jenin, it's a bit different. There are armed people, estimated by the dozens. They usually clash with the Israeli forces. They don't have a lot of access to a lot of high and developed weapons, but they still try to defend the refugee camp in Jenin. Now, we've seen also militants and armed fighters in Nablus being mobilized, being exchanging fire with the Israeli forces. But generally speaking, we're talking about rocks, we're talking about Palestinians who are unarmed.
Okay, Nida, thank you so much. Nida Ibrahim is reporting for us from Ramallah, that's in the occupied West Bank.